else they accused Paul and Silas. They said, they've been causing the whole city to be in an uproar. They've been teaching things that are contrary to Roman customs. So they whipped up the crowd, and the crowd began to attack them as well. So in order to calm things down, the authorities had Paul and Silas stripped, severely beaten with wooden rods. They didn't ask them what they were doing, they just went ahead and did it. And then Paul and Silas, they were thrown into the local jail, the local prison. The chief jailer was ordered to make sure that they didn't escape. So he didn't want to take any chances because he knew if they escaped, then his life would be in danger. He would be in danger of his life ending. So he put them in the innermost cell, the maximum security area of the prison, and he clamped their feet into stocks, which was eventually going to cause agonizing pain. Think about what they had been through. Think about their condition at this time. They had been severely beaten with wooden rods. They were probably bloody. They had wounds. They were bruised. They were hurting. And this just wasn't a light tap. They were beaten, severely beaten. And then they were thrown into this jail. Their feet was put in the stocks. They were suffering. They were suffering because they said, I love Jesus and I want people to know Jesus and to come into a real relationship with him. This is the condition that we find Paul and Silas in. But despite all that they went through that day, they were doing something that you wouldn't have expected them to do. They were singing praises to the Lord and they were praying. In the midst of their extreme difficulty and pain, in the midst of the darkness, Paul and Silas, they were joyful. worst possible things have been happening to them, and yet they're praying and singing praises to their God? What's wrong with these guys? But the prisoners kept listening. They kept taking to heart what was being said. You know, I think they probably thought, well, maybe these guys know something that we don't know. Maybe there is something to this Jesus thing. They're so joyful. How can they be joyful in the midst of the suffering? to speak up. We need to use the name of Jesus, and whenever we can, to share our faith and to share the good news, the truth about who Jesus is. We live in a world with many causes, and many of those causes are good causes to be involved in. But the cause of Christ is the greatest cause of all. It's the one that the Lord wants us to be involved in the most. And the cause of Christ is this. What's the cause of Christ? We are the cause of Christ. People are the cause of Christ. And His cause is to set the captives free so that they can live lives that He created them to live. But one thing that we need to understand is the forces that we're dealing with are powerful spiritual forces. And we need to be spiritually prepared to deal with them. In order to fight this spiritual battle, free people from the grips of the enemy and his forces, we need to take full advantage of the spiritual armor that God has given us and the spiritual weapons that He has provided for us. We can use the name of Jesus. We have His power and His presence living inside of us. We can use praise. Praise and prayer breaks down strongholds. We can use God's word, the sword of the Spirit, to come against any attack of the enemy or to strike down any deception that the enemy throws at people. What's our mission? Our mission is to take back what was stolen. The hearts, the minds, and the lives of people who are living in darkness. Satan has stolen what is not his. People are not rightfully his.